Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That is Boz Gags from his self-titled solo album released in 1969 and the song Loan Me a Dime. It's a classic record. He's more known, obviously, for the Lido Shuffle, but Loan Me a Dime and the whole record, that solo self-titled album, is worth checking out. Love it. We also have on the show from the album Red River Dancing a song by the same title featuring Ashley Ray, and this is an artist by the name of Nucky JMC. It's a single that was released from this indie pop artist from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and it reached number one on the IMC Countdown in September of 2025. Here it is on the Jukebox.
Look at the colors, all of the noises, proud of my culture, beautiful voices, Red River dancing, gather in circles, these are my people, my people, my people.
Tell me, is you really with it? Yeah, you know that it's been a minute on the scene, and you know that I'm really in it with a new sound, new flow, get jiggy with it. Like Louis, I keep it real. At the party, we in it, we out. Everybody wanna know what we bout. Standing here, Métis proud, yeah. Half breed, part Cree. They wanna know what that means. They wanna know what I be, who me? I'm proud to be Métis. I raise a flag for my nation. You can hear me all on your stations. This music stuff is amazing. Burn sage and thank
the
creator.
Look at the colors, all of the noises. Proud of my culture, beautiful voices. Red River dance.
With the rhythm and the rhyme, the game is over. When you hear the music, that means one thing. To the Red River jig. See the blue flag, yeah, that's my nation. We're passing it down for generations. Through the pain and struggle, we built foundation. Preserving the culture with dedication. They looking at me, just another Métis. On the dance floor, they looking at me. When I'm doing a jig, when I'm doing a jig. They looking at me, just another Métis. On the dance floor, they looking at me. When I'm doing a jig, when I'm
look
doing
at
a
the
jig.
Colors, all of the noises, proud of my culture, beautiful voices, Red River dancing, gather in circles, these are my people, look at the colors, all of the noises, proud of my culture, beautiful voices, Red River dancing, gather in circles.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Well, Papa told Mama,
don't you believe my wife?
Zydeco Legend, that's the name of the album. The artist is Clifton Chenier, and the song you just heard here on the jukebox is called Mama Told Papa. This is the king of Zydeco, a pioneer blending artist who took Creole, accordion, R&B, and all of this into one thing. He died in 1987, but won the Grammy for his album Country Boy Now in 1984. Go check out this artist. It's pretty amazing. And now for Crazy For You, that's the title of the song. It's a standalone single from Lacey Hill of Six Nations of the Grand River. She's Oneida and Mohawk, and one of the funniest people I've ever actually encountered or had the opportunity to hang out with. Really do love my time with Lacey, and here she is on the jukebox.
Before you've been on my mind all the time.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Rainbow, so name on a label, but if it hit it with a wave, new beginning looking tranquil. Yeah, it's hard to lay low with a scarred past that a face like Kano. When the same old payload won't save the day, I still make my way though. I'm in a spaceship halo, flying away while the lanes go pay for cable. Face is mangled by the fang of a bangle, saved by the grace of an angel. Bright rays shine from the face and cranial, different shades of hazel. Raised on grace, gold face to arrow, spray paint into narrow angles. He said I could stand tall without a cane, I'm able. I said what about Jane and Rachel, Sonya's blade is fatal. Yeah, sipping liquid flame though, dripping, dripping, Drano. Lit like it's your birthday, but it's a different day though. They're getting strangled, but my cord isn't disentangled. They perform on, but they record on, ignore and rip the label. That horror moron, pouring amorphous boron. Rappers bore me, I snore on, torso torn off by Goro's forearm.
Back up, back up, here we go again. Back up.
Ain't torrent portals, the gorgeous, gorgeous. Snorkel and witness the rarest corals and a torquous tortoise. Is a horror gory or fairy tales into story forges? In a hidden fortress, dark laboratory before performing. Explored a different way, drifted away from white-collared corporates. Releasing serotonin brain endorphins when they play the chorus. Up late recording, then up early at the break of morning. Exploring this feeling is straight euphoric, wouldn't trade you for it. I mean, he's up orbiting over the dome in an eroded ocean zone. Crashed in the desert, cause the red clay in the dirt made him feel him close to home. Don't talk on the phone since we're speaking in codes that no one knows. While we roller coasting the UFOs over the motorboats. Flying away from a console controlled by remote at home. Any foes are overthrown. Smoke uploaded the overtones. Behold a pale soul from the old escape to where no one roams. Deconstructed the soldier drones and warrior clones below the globe.
Back up, back up, here we go again.
That is music from Def I, Better Back Away, featuring Baby Shell from 2020, an act hailing from Albuquerque, New Mexico, emerging from the underground indie rap circuit. Very eclectic repertoire and has had some wicked success being played on NPR, BBC, Democracy Now, and so much more. A very cool hip-hop cultural ambassador, Def I. I'm Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show. If you have requests, just let us know on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. A big thank you to my team for helping me put the show together each and every week. To our partner stations, thank you for getting it out there on the dials. And to our sponsors, helping us to keep it alive. Keeping the music alive and playing eclectic music, certainly music that I love. That if you were in my living room, you might hear this stuff too, you know what I mean? We've got something coming up from Pink Panthers, a tune called Stateside from the album Fancy That. Yes, Fancy That from spring of 2025. The Pink Panthers is from Bath, England, and you can find them on social media. Before that, from the Reservation Dogs soundtrack, Mato and the song Bebo. That soundtrack changed a lot of people's perspective on how things out there work with movies and sync. And certainly, all of those scenes came to life. This is an artist from South Dakota, from Sioux Falls. the Agala Lakota Nation. Here is Bebo Meto on the jukebox.
Yeah. See you red, so rosy. Ready, set, go, don't little bromy. I will not go, pop, pop goes me. I put on. Back when the whip got repo, cousin had a Bebo. I was getting teased so bad, cause I re-slow. Balling on the dirt, no concrete was laid. No regulation, hoop, no reservation ways. I was designated to pay, because I visited from another place from the state, but stay labeled the scum, huh. Ho-hum, now we raking up the funds. Money gram to my unk for the damage they done. I'll be damn like baby king, cousin. If you ever think I'm not dreaming schemes for the means of my baby mama, king and queen's coming, huh. Lockjaw for the... would see me as nothing. Yeah. Seeing red so rosy. Ready, set, go, don't little bro me. I will not go, pop, pop goes me. I put on. Seeing red so rosy. Ready, set, go, don't little bro me. I will not go, pop, pop goes me. I put on.
I'm freezing outside, I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside, but I look up at you. I tracked your plane ride, the one you're in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside, I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside, but I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
So cool. Everybody wants that first slice, the cherry that sits on top. Seems like God gave you that first prize. Now I know you wouldn't miss that shot. You start, yeah, yeah.
put you in neon lights, didn't I? Damn right. Lucky you, I came your way. And if you're nice, I'll let you stay. Yeah. Ain't I good for you? I'm that sweet, that stuff, that taste that made your life better.
Bridging the gap between jazz and soulful R&B, that is Yasmin Lacey from Nottingham, United Kingdom. Really cool artist who has performed Glastonbury and the Village Underground, to name a few. Producers include Miles James, Johnny Latimer, Barry Lister, Milo Zed, and focus on the emphasis of Jamaican Caribbean roots mixed with those other genres that I mentioned before. Very cool stuff. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. You've been listening to The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning into the show. We couldn't do it without you. And I love playing music for your eardrums. So we got one more for you. This is a very important song to me from a very important artist, Willie Dunn, from the East Coast here in Canada. He was Mi'kmaq and Irish. And this is a song called Ballad of Crowfoot. I find his lyrics to be so conscious and so political and so socially moving that he should have been bigger than he was. And I'm really excited and happy that he's getting the due recognition that he deserves so richly now that his work is back out there in the ether, in the DSP world, I guess, if you want to say. Anyhow, here it is, Ballad of Crowfoot on the Jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas, and remember, it's nice to be nice.
Comes the spring and its warm thaw. Around your neck, the eagle claw. Upon your head, the buffalo horn. Today, a great new chief is born. So raise them fast towards the sun. A heart now beats, a life's begun. It's 1821. Today, a Blackfoot soul is born. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. The years have gone. Years have passed, your heart is set, your soul is cast. You stand before the council fire. You have the mind and the desire of notions wise. You speak so well, and in brave deeds you do excel. And it's 1853, and you stand the chief of Confederacy. You are the leader, you are the chief. You stand against both the liar and thief. They trade race whiskey, steal your land and their country.
like the wind blown sand.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Rainford. Nearly one in three black children in Canada goes hungry while food gets thrown away. The Food Security Fund is changing that. Led by Support Black Charities, the plan is to build a better pathway from community gardens to nutritious meals through local food hubs. This isn't just charity. This is community infrastructure. Join us and build a better future for black families to have consistent, dignified access to good food. Join us at foodsecurityfund.ca. Contribute today. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When a box of cereal says best before July 3rd, that does not mean it will go bad on July 3rd. Food date labels vary, and in most cases they do not indicate that food is unsafe to eat. For example, the label best before marks when food is at peak quality, and the label sell by indicates when stores should take it off the shelf. But in a recent survey, Ronnie Neff of Johns Hopkins University found that many Americans mistakenly believe that they should immediately throw food out after its labeled date. And according to the nonprofit ReFed, a partner on the survey, this causes a lot of food waste.
They estimated that confusion about date labels is leading U.S. consumers to discard about 3 billion pounds of food per year.
That's a problem for the climate. Growing and shipping all that wasted food emits carbon pollution. And as it rots in a landfill, it emits climate warming methane.
That's a lot of greenhouse gas emissions that didn't need to happen.
ReFed estimates that standardizing food date labels to clarify their meaning could save over 400,000 tons of food each year and prevent as much carbon pollution as taking 500,000 gas cars off the road. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.